It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Welcome back to our Bible study segment now at Naomi's Table. And Connie Stanfill is here, our Bible study teacher. And we are learning again from the book of Mark. Today's assignment, if you're looking for the notes, it's titled Jesus Teaches and Heals. I think I know what this one is about. Connie, tell us more.
All right. Well, yesterday we talked about how Jesus had authority. And authority, especially over his disciples' lives, they obey him. Now we're going to find out he has authority in other ways, which really speak to him being the Messiah, that Son of God, because only God could do the things that Jesus is doing as he was walking about on the earth. And so I'm going to read our scripture section here, verses 21 to 34, and then we're going to go back through and talk about it a bit. It says, "And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, 'What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' But Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Be silent, and come out of him.' And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, 'What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.' And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee." I'm actually going to talk about this chunk or this paragraph right now. And so we find that Jesus is going into Capernaum, which is a seaside village on the Lake of Galilee. And it says on the Sabbath that he was teaching. And it sounds like he was teaching something they hadn't heard before because they were astonished at his teaching. It says he taught as one who had authority and not the scribes. And so the living Word of God was teaching the Word of God in a way that men could recognize was authoritative and had true meaning for their lives. And then we find out that Jesus healed a man in the synagogue on the Sabbath because we have a man with an unclean spirit who the unclean spirit is knew that who he was. He said he was Jesus from Nazareth, and he calls him the Holy One of God. And he also knew that Jesus could destroy him completely in that instant. And we find that, one, Jesus rebukes the unclean spirit. He will not accept the witness of the unclean spirit. He said, "Be silent and come out of him." And then we find that the man who had this unclean spirit is healed, which is an incredible blessing for that man. And so we find here again that Jesus has authority over the demons. Obviously, he's already had authority over Satan, so it makes sense he's going to have authority over demons. But this was one that was done in public and everyone can see it. And then it says the response of the people was, verse 27, "And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, 'What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.'" And so we're starting to see something new is happening, something no one had ever done before. And really, again, the important thing about Jesus coming was to reveal the Father and his teaching, but his signs and miracles authenticate who he was for those who had ears to hear and eyes to see. And then it says in verse 28, "And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee." So just like now when there's news, people like to talk about it, but we find again that quickly a lot of people had heard about the miracles and about him teaching. What happens next then is another little paragraph about Jesus being in Simon Peter's home. And we find out from this paragraph that Simon must have been married because he has a mother-in-law. And then we find Jesus again has compassion on people in need. So verse 29 says, "And immediately he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them." And so here we have Jesus healing Simon's mother-in-law by simply just taking her by the hand and raising her up, and she was immediately healed. Notice throughout this passage, a portion of Mark, immediately, it's like about every other sentence, but just showing that, you know, the consequences. This happened, and then this happened right away. And then we find later in the day, at sundown, is when the people brought other people to him. The Jews had been taught by the rabbis that you couldn't do any work on the Sabbath. And God had said that too, but the rabbis had made it much more down to details and minute things about how far you could walk and how much you could carry and everything. And so they weren't willing to bring a sick person to Jesus until the Sabbath was over. And so when the Sabbath is over at sundown, a lot of people come to him. And so we read in verse 42, "That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons. And the whole city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him." So we find again, when the Sabbath is over, people bring to Jesus those who are sick or demon-possessed. And it says the whole city was gathered together at his door. Probably not every single person in the city, but again, many people were there. And it says, "And he healed many." And the Hebrew is actually an idiom meaning all who were brought. And so Jesus didn't leave anybody out. He met the needs of everyone who came to him. He healed many who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out many demons. And then it says, again, he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. There's a progression in Mark of Jesus unfolding or unveiling who he is. And he wasn't going to allow the demons to name who he was or have any power over him. And he also slowly revealed more and more who he was as the Messiah, as a suffering servant, and ultimately that his purpose was coming was to die for our sins. So this is all part of what's going on. Bottom line, this whole section really is telling us again that Jesus has authority over demons, and he has authority over all kinds of human illness, and it speaks to him being the Son of God.
Oh, amen. And I really enjoyed this, Connie, because it's given me some new things. I've been scribbling down notes as you've been talking here. Thank you so much. And by the way, if you're looking for the notes, the study guide to go with this, we just recommend you go and find the one titled Jesus Teaches and Heals, and it's on our Bible study tab at naomistable.com. We're going to talk more about this when we come back.